All right, so we have Texas back. We've had it back for a while now, but it seems things do not seem to be all that great for Beto down there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it looks like Cruz is pulling ahead in this round of polling that we did. Our last round was a little bit tighter, and now Cruz is up 5.
That debate might have helped Cruz because, you know, he is known to be a good debater. He is tough as Texas. So that could have really helped him, you know, inspire his electorate to get out there.
Oh. It's interesting, too, because Cruz is supposed to debate O'Rourke soon, but he turned him down. So now O'Rourke is going to have the national stage for an entire hour on CNN next week. Just O'Rourke talking. So that should be pretty interesting.
Do you think that could help him, or do you think this Kavanaugh stuff has really...
I think it'll definitely give him more of a national platform. But again, what really matters is those voters in Texas. And we also did see in the poll that those voters in Texas were in support of confirming Kavanaugh, which, of course, Cruz was very in support of that as well. So that could help him for sure.
Yeah, if they can't win Texas, they'll need to win at least two other red states. And one of those states that they have probably one of the best chances at is Nevada. That was the only state that's up for re-election that a Republican has held that Hillary won.
The midterm elections are a time of urgency, and nobody knows the power of urgency like the people at Vistaprint. This is the most important time. This is the beginning. Make your professional life polished and prepared when it counts. From small business owners to podcasters, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. And that opportunity is right now. It starts with having that business card in your pocket, ready to network and to seize the professional world. For the very low price of $10, you can have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. A custom card with the colors, fonts, designs, and images you choose mean you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're a startup or a business with a century of history. And it doesn't have to be hard. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in just minutes. You can start with your own design, or you can use one of their professionally designed options. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. There are dozens of designs that are just right for your business, or you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. And now you can use it on all your marketing going forward. Next, just choose the paper stock, style, and quantity that's right for you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. Once you have designed your card, all that's left to do is choose your delivery speed, and you can have your cards in as few as 3 days. Know that with Vistaprint, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, they can fix it, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. That's code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. ECPP at Vistaprint.com.
Yeah, so we'll be pulling Nevada next week. We're looking to see if Dean Heller is really vulnerable. Jackie Rosen is running against him. She
aired an ad of Dean Heller's support for a Republican health bill that attacked the ACA. So
yeah, it seems to be a pretty big issue there. Mm-hmm. Heller's also been pretty strong in support of President Trump the past couple months, which Rosen has been harping him.
That seems to be a running trend, right? We keep seeing Democrats defending the ACA and defending especially... Mm-hmm.
Especially against these red state senators.
Yes. Well, I was going to say especially against pre-existing conditions or for pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, it's a major issue. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be looking at New Hampshire next week. We're going to be focusing more in the congressional race happening in the first district there.
There's history.
Yeah, there's history going to be made either way. We'll either have the first openly gay congressman from New Hampshire or the first black congressman from New Hampshire.
Chris Pappas versus Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, Chris Pappas is the Democrat.
He beat Senator Sanders' son, Levi Sanders, in the primary.
By a lot. It wasn't even close, remember, right?
Yeah,
he beat him by a lot. And if Democrats can't win this seat, I mean, it's hard for me to see them winning a majority, right? I mean, this is a seat they've held.
Yeah, this should be a seat that they should win. Though Trump did win the district in 2016, which is probably why the current Democratic incumbent, Carol Shea Porter, isn't running for re-election.
Yeah, and she has been kicked out of that seat before.
Yeah, this is a seat that does tend to flip back and forth between being held by Democrats and being held by Republicans. So it should be interesting to see if the Republicans capture it back this year.
Or if if there's really a Democratic wave and the Democrats can keep it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's what they hope anyways. All right. So we'll have Nevada and we'll have New Hampshire next week. Two very important states. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.